I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a New England state. We mentioned the White Mountains and the Connecticut River. Put those two landmarks together, and you get New Hampshire. That's where you'll find a classic French bakery called Le Rendezvous. Owner Verlaine Deron, who is French, almost had to shut down the bakery recently when the application to renew her U.S. visa was denied. But residents of the town of Colebrook, New Hampshire, launched a letter campaign to protest. They wrote the U.S. Embassy in Paris. They just weren't ready to part with their little French bakery and everything it has to offer.
There's something called a big country bread, a honey soft bread, and of course baguettes and, let's see, cranberry croissants, raspberry croissants, chocolate, blueberry, strawberry rhubarb, almond. So all kinds of treats here this morning.
That's Colebrook resident Bino Lamontagne. He says when Le Rendezvous Bakery opened 9 years ago, it changed people's lives.
You know, I mean, most people didn't know what a baguette was. So, you know, here all of a sudden these folks are bringing a new culture and bringing the past back, if you will, making fresh bread every single day. It's going back to the days of maybe their grandparents where, you know, you actually do these kind of things on a daily basis. You go and get your bread and some of the pastries. And so, you know, after having this wonderful new way of life here in town, to be told all of a sudden that they're not going to renew this woman's visa and the bakery is going to have to close, they just reacted, you know, immediately and said, look, you know, we can't let this happen.
Okay, it's time to meet the owner of this bakery, the woman who inspired such praise from the residents of Colebrook, New Hampshire. The owner is Verlaine Deron. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Where are you right now?
Now I am in Paris. I have now my visa to come back in Colebrook.
Right. So, I mean, this is kind of confusing, but you had to go back to Paris, to the U.S. Embassy there.
Yes.
Tell us how you persuaded the embassy in Paris to renew your visa. Was it because people in Colebrook came to your defense?
Oh, yeah. The documents I sent to the American embassy was wonderful, the letters, and they explained why they want the bakery stay open, because it's very important for the town. And people in the American embassy, they say it's wonderful what the people do for you and for the economy of north of New Hampshire. And they say it's great, very great.
Were you surprised at the outpouring of support?
Yeah. I know a lot of people, but I was very surprised. It was very, very great.
I've heard that there may be a homecoming parade for you when you get back. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, they want to know when I come back to say welcome. And we had a lot of support, and it's wonderful, wonderful.
Tell us what, you know, the first thing you're going to start baking when you get back. Is it going to be something sweet or something savory?
Something sweet and chocolate. I need to make a lot of things. Some madeleine, some cookies, some cake, and a lot of chocolate, because I am happy to see the people in Colebrook and to say thank you and to make a party to say thank you for everyone.
Verlaine Deron, owner of Le Rendezvous Bakery in Colebrook, New Hampshire. Thanks very much for your time, and welcome back when you get back.
Thank you very much. I come back Sunday, this Sunday. And I hope to see you in my bakery soon.